Hey, welcome back, Kilmeade and Friends. We're going to be taking some calls a little bit later in the show, but for now, let's bring in former Senator Jim Town. He served on the honorary chairman of the American Freedom and Enterprise Foundation, a supporter of Mitt Romney. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Brian. Good to be back.
Hey, let me ask you something. People are saying that the Romney campaign's in trouble. Do you believe that?
Oh, no. I mean, look, you have ups and downs in a campaign, and you go back and read the news clips, you can see when both campaigns have won a 24-hour news cycle or not. But, the fundamental reality of this campaign is that the American people are deeply concerned about the direction of the economy, and they have a right to be. And they figured out that the problem is the president's failed policies that have so increased the size and burden of government that small business people can't create jobs, and the American people have been stifled, and they, Governor Romney wants to change that. It's a very different approach. And I don't think those fundamentals have changed at all. And again, if you look at the poll numbers now, you see a very close race with a small number of undecideds who are concerned about the kinds of things Governor Romney's concerned about.
He is, and he wanted to get specific this week, and then this tape popped up. And now he's forced to justify what he said that day, and that is we can't afford to keep everybody on these entitlements.
Yeah,
but it didn't come out like that, Senator, though.
Yeah, which is of course true. Yeah, he was as he said, he could have phrased it more elegantly. But he was talking about it, the difference in visions. I mean, he wants a society where there's expanding opportunity based on a vital and dynamic free enterprise system, and then for people who are not able to access that, he wants social programs based on the principle that, those programs are successful when fewer people need them, not when we get more people on them for longer. And the president's exactly the opposite. He doesn't have any faith in the free market. And he does envision a social safety net where he defines success by, how many people are on it and having them on it longer. And,
right.
It's a clear debt. And that's what he was getting at. And I guess he's done it in a lot of other contexts better, but that's what he was saying there. And
here's what Mark Halperin said about the Romney campaign. He wrote one half a game change. Cut number five.
They're still on a decent trajectory, but they know that Governor Romney needs to step up his game. That one of the worst things about his performance on that video is that it doesn't come off as optimistic. The irony is, I find him to be about one of the most optimistic politicians I've ever covered when he's being himself and being natural. I don't think he necessarily was representing himself in that fundraiser the way he truly is.
And that is an impression I thought was worth relaying. Do you agree, Senator? The guy you know privately, was that the guy you heard on that tape?
Yeah, he's optimistic almost to a fault. I mean, I've been in calls with him where he just, he refuses. You talk about the dire situation the country's in, and I think it is. I mean, I think if we don't reverse course, I mean, the consequences are going to be negative in a very fundamental way for Americans.
Our debt alone tells you that, but go ahead.
Yeah, and that's a poster child. But we're also seeing it in foreign policy now, I mean, which is something those of us who care about this have predicted for several years. Not this exact thing, but the concern about it. But Romney just has a faith, a deep abiding faith in this country. That's why he talked about in his book is No Apology, The Case for American not survival, the case for American greatness.
He thinks
we're going to return to greatness.
Well,
again.
He's got an opportunity with this. Bin Laden's dead and Al-Qaeda's on the run. They're not. Look over North Africa. Look at the threats that are going out today. Look at our embassies that are just shut down in Indonesia. Look at what's happening in Pakistan. Look what's happening the way we're leaving Afghanistan. There's still riots now that we supposedly left responsibly in Iraq. That place is a mess. We have no presence in Sadr's back. The president has lost 5 points in foreign policy. There's a vulnerability there.
Oh, there's no question. Because you've summed it up, the president's policies, like Carter reform, I mean, that's the antecedent. And I not only concede, I cheerfully concede that Barack Obama is a man of peace, as Carter was and is. But he has repudiated every one of the fundamental principles of post-World War II American foreign policy. America leads. America has strong alliances, which it nurtures. America maintains robust capabilities of all kinds, military and also civilian. And America anticipates and tries to diffuse and stop risk before it grows.
Oh, yeah.
Every one of those Obama's repudiated, and it's why we are where we're at.
Senator Jim Talent, thanks so much. It's going to be an interesting 48 days.
Thank you,
I look
Brian.
Forward to having you back.